Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, Black the Lord, all night and day central. Follow me now, listen. Say hi, Dick, get your rolling hip hop. Say Jay Rose, get your rolling hip hop. Redefinition, say you're rolling hip hop. Say Black Dog, come to rocket up.
From the first to the last of it, delivering is passionate. You're holding out the half of it, forecasting after map of it. Projectile and I'm blasted away, accurate as blasted shit. Me and Polly close like Bethlehem and Nazareth. After this, you be pressing rewind on top your master this. Shining like an asterisk for all those that you gathering. Connecting like a roundhouse from the townhouse to the tenements. Cause all my Brooklyn residents, all the heavy regiments. Don't believe, hear the evidence, we're Brooklyn. See that? Buy the ticket all, can't believe that. From where they send the jury at to where the police react. Telling quality, equality, just tell them what we be at.
Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and Cash. We trust cause it's ghetto fabulous. Life look pretty, what a pity. Blunts are still 50 cents, it's intense. Street sense is dominant, can't be covered with incense. My presence felt, my name is Quali from the eternal reflection. People think your MC is shorthand for misconception. Let me meditate, set it straight. Came to the conclusion that most of these cats are featherweight. Let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling. Be careful with your body, you must know karate. You think you're full, is bulletproof like Sade. Now acting like a bitch already, be a visionary. And maybe you can see your name in the column of obituary. Third grade teacher reading and talking about, I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet type, who'd have thought they was fronting. Talking loud like you and RCA, get carted away with body parts and trays. Wasn't a way to start your day, yo, it's like
1, 2, 3. Here we go with that quality of life once again, man.
License and registration, please.
Mr. Farwell.
What are you, deaf?
No, he's high tech. Listen.
He's deaf.
Yeah, listen, it's a video, it's a music video.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, and we all the way live. Tonight is going down. It's Business Wednesdays, and you know on Business Wednesdays, I'm always talking to you about how to get your business together. Yo, the last show I did about patents, copyrights, did over like 2,000 downloads. It was crazy, yo. People really trying to get their business together. It's bananas. Tonight I got some crazy interviews. I got one of the hottest female producers. This girl's only 20 years old. On top of that, she shares my B-Day. Fellow Pisces is Izzy Music. Your girl just got signed to one of the Junkins, one of the sons, the third, you know what I mean? And she produced some hot music for Trinity 5-7, got featured on 106 in Park. She got a Grammy and a Dove Award, and she's going to be live on the show. She got discovered on YouTube. It's bananas. Her number's just crazy. She's going to be on live tonight. On top of that, we're going to have your boy, Joey 13. Big shout-out to Soul Pitch Media. My girl, Cinnamon Jones, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy. This man has his whole different style of pop music. He just did a hot song with your man, Raekwon, from Wu-Tang, and it's called Guala Guala. We got that in the, you know what I'm saying, in the arsenal. So we're going to be talking to him. It's crazy. We're talking about business. Get your business together. And we got a caller live on the line. What it do? 202, what it do, baby?
What up, though? It's Joey 13.
What's up, Joey 13? What's poppin' with you? I see a 202 number. You out here?
I live out here actually in D.C., but I'm from Michigan. I'm from Lansing, Michigan.
Man, we should have been doing a live interview. I should be in. I live in the DMV right now, son.
I know. I didn't. I wasn't. I wasn't sure she didn't. If she made that known to you, but yeah, you know, we can do another one, man, definitely.
Yes, definitely, we got to link up. I got to, you know what I'm saying, see you face-to-face. We got to get you live on camera, fam.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can be on camera now, so that's, you know, that's good. That's what it is.
You look like you ain't camera shy on them pictures you be taking.
No, I'm not. You know, that's kind of like the devil himself. You know what I mean? You know, he likes the limelight and stuff, but he got to dwell in the darkness. You know what I mean? So, we're trying to get our wings back, man.
So what's up with you, man? First off, you know, it's an honor and a pleasure, you know, to have you live on the line with us, man. And, man, talk to us, man. Before we get into it, you got any shout-outs and everything?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out, first and foremost, to my mother, rest in paradise. And I'd like to give a shout-out to my daughter, Zenobia Rain, a.k.a. Zoe. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Kay from Icewater Records, Cinnamon. I'd like to give a shout-out to Courtney Fisher. I'd like to give a shout-out to Food Mob, Mark Douglas, Smooth, Power Move, all them. So, and the DMV. DC, man, showed me so much love. You know, like I said, I'm a Michigan guy, but I grew up a lot out here, man. They put me into situations out here that either broke my heart or, you know, expanded my mind. So I love it out here.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. I think your style is different. It's different. It's definitely not anything I've heard before. You're definitely pushing the envelope with your music. It's unchained, uninhibited. You can't really put you in a category when it comes to your music. You recently did some new song with your man Raekwon. And you definitely have a whole ball of energy. You just in your face. Woo-ha! You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I guess that's why, you know, I'm pushing that lane. Narcopop, that's what I call my music. And I don't know if you're familiar with snuff films. Snuff films, for those that aren't familiar with that, it's a genre of music that depicts actual murder of persons or people without the special effects. And it's distributed for... Yeah.
I actually was kind of like, in my little sixth side, you know, this is a hit. I kind of used to watch some of them little things. You know, I had to stop watching them joints because they put you in a whole other world.
Right, that
But
means.
Yeah.
So that's what Narcopop is. It's a real-life depiction of using drugs or selling drugs, but sonically, you know what I mean, but in music. So that's what it is. It's real life, you know, and I think that is something that needs to be brought to the forefront, because I think a lot of people, you know, now when we talk about drugs and all this stuff, it's Molly Molly or whatever, and it's just, that's all they get in, like, it's a party, you know, and, like, for a long time, I haven't been in the public eye, but I've been here. DC know about me, you know, and it's just that I have honor and respect, and so within that, you know, you can't just be out there telling on yourselves or telling on other people. So I just held that. Now, like I said, I'm here. I'm here presenting myself to the world, and you know, I hope people, you know, get the picture and they can take home from it, you know, some real life experiences, because those are the truest teachers out here, you know? It's like you hear these guys, and they're like, I'm gangster this, I'm gangster that, all till they go to jail and they get to telling on everybody and they don't stand up for their responsibilities and they don't really see how, when you're involved in conspiracy or something like that, how your actions can affect a whole range of people outside of yourself if you don't stand up for your responsibilities. And so that's definitely what I'm trying to do, you know, with this music, and get it in a tasteful way, because I want to go pop, and that's where I can reach a wider range of people. And so that's where it kind of is with that.
Where do you get your inspiration from? What are some of your influences?
Number one inspiration, I guess I would have to say, is my mother. My for those that don't know, I'm a biracial child. So I grew up with my mother. I never grew up with my dad. My mother is German and Irish. Her parents are from Europe. And I grew up with my grandmother in my house. She's straight from Germany. You know, she used to slap me cuss me out in German and stuff. But I couldn't, growing up, I either had a choice, you know, to love myself or have self-hatred. And I'm not about that. My mother literally told me, because I was going, getting into so much fight, not with what you would think would be white kids for being racist. It was getting in fight with black kids, you know, who'd be like, oh, this, I'd have sex with a white girl, but I'd never have a baby or boom, this and that. And so that upset me, because my mom is a writer. If it wasn't for her, me and my sister, you know, we wouldn't be here. So I definitely bring that to the table. And so I guess that, yeah, my mother inspiration, that me being my place in society. And the fact that, yeah, I have been in the darkness. I've been holding on to a lot of things that I've had get off my chest. And my daughter is an age now where she's asked me questions. She already thought, you know, I was an entertainer, because I wear a feather. I've been wearing that, you know, for the longest, 10 so odd years. And so she's been like, she's 9 now. She's like, you know, what do you do, or what this and that? So that's very inspirational. I started pursuing this in the summer on Father's Day. That lady I mentioned, Courtney Fisher, she bought me an MPC 5000 and basically challenged me. You know, like, come on, my nigga, you know, you're fresh and you're charming. I think that, you know, you can get out there in a way just outside of this. So, you know, here we are, like 6 so odd months later, you know, a year later, I'd say. And so, yeah, the people, man, the little people, that's my inspiration, you know, for real, for real.
And, that's definitely, you know, saying big right there. You know, the only thing I can say in German is Guten Tag and Auf Wiedersehen.
There you go. Oh, yeah, I'd love to go to Germany. I would love to go to Germany, man.
The German people are actually really nice people. Like, I really had a lot of German friends, and they're very nice. A lot of potatoes and apple, a lot of apple and potato dishes and stuff, but they're nice people. I love German people. Yeah, definitely. I feel like, you know, there's two sides. There's two sides of you.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you have two sides? So you have the Joey that we see here for the persona, and the other side is the father, the family side and stuff. How do both of these people combine together to make the total package of you?
That's a good question. Like I told you, that's in my science. It's ingrained in my science. I got the two opposite spectrums of people. You know, you got black, you have white. And that's kind of how my life has been. And, you know, I'm in the light. I'm dealing with my daughter and everything like this. I'm dealing with my family. And then I'm in the dark dealing with a whole nother family. And that's kind of how my music came to where it's at right now. It's very raw and it's gritty. You know, I don't tend to do that, like, just dumb it all the way down. Like, okay, here's how it has to sit in the light. You know what I mean? If you notice, rock music is very gritty. And if you listen to the lyrics, you know, they're talking about a whole wide range of things that we might not consider radio friendly or whatever. But classic rock is all over the place. And so that's where I'm going with it. I'm bringing it, like, okay, finally finding a way that I'm cool with delivering myself. I'm cool with telling my daughter, you know, hey, this is what your dad did. When daddy was gone, you know, when you were born, this is where I was at. You know, I was in a cage, you feel me, for choices that I made, regardless of how the outcome was or how I looked at it. Like, yeah, I'm going to get rich. You feel me? And so just because I didn't necessarily get rich, it's not in on me to say, hey, man, forget about drug dealing or these things, because I learned a lot of powerful things. I learned how to operate in a way that is profound, really. There's a lot of organization in that. You can be creative to an extent, and that's kind of what started the music. That was a beef that me and my mother had when she was alive. Because, like I said, you know, I've been a little devil my whole life, literally. You know, I was she's like, dude, you know, you're charming like that, and you're sitting back. I think that you're scared to jump out there with your music because it's not necessarily a coined product like cocaine or weed or something like that. It's something that you have to get them. It's an unknown product, and until they're attached to it, you might not sell anything or make no money. And so that was a beef. Now it's like, okay, hey, yeah, definitely. I wish she was here, you know, and could share it with me, and I could definitely. But, you know, she's getting the picture because I'm getting a whole, she's speaking through me. You know, I'm getting a whole lot of energy. Like I said, my heart's grown. It's like, yeah, it's okay. You can talk about it. And that's something that she's always wanted me to do. But she was like, don't do that. Don't poison or taint your daughter's development, you know, of something.
Yeah.
Like saying, hey, let her experience that. And then she asks you the questions, then you can. Or, you know, she goes through an experience that you got to put her on the game or something, then do it. So I found a way that I can do that, that I can put that rawness and those experiences into something. And I can talk to my daughter. You know what I mean? Outside of, you know, I make clean versions for her, but where she can hear it and she can smell that heck. But it's not a way that I'm telling her, hey, that's wrong or that's right. You know what I mean?
Okay. Basically, you're giving her the option to, you know, decide for herself.
Right.
This is Business Wednesday, so, you know, we talk about business and bettering yourself in business. Being in the industry and stuff, being an artist, we all know that, you know, it's 99% business and the rest is artistry. How important is it for you to know the business and how it operates and stuff and having a good team behind you?
It's almost like it's almost everything. Our point being when I was trafficking drugs, you know, business, it's all about business, and you got to be on your business. And I understand that when pushing a product. So coming into the music industry, I had prior knowledge of that. Like, yo, it's important, or we just going to be sitting on the work, man. And that's not what it is. You know, we trying to sell out, man, flat out.
So you know, basically, you apply the same street knowledge to the corporate world.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Within the frames of, you know, within the frames of that legal realm, you know, you can't do anything legally that you can do illegally. And so I think sometimes, you know, when guys do apply that, they're not taking that into account. You know, you got to understand your surroundings, you got to understand your realm and how to operate within that world. The same tactics don't always work. The math and everything does, yeah, and being consistent. Yeah, but you still got to learn. I still got to sit down and learn. You know, Cinnamon helps me. You know, sitting down and talking with her, like, hey, Joe, you got to, you know, watch this and watch what you say here or there. But, you know, allowing me, me putting that aside has definitely allowed me to be able to speak because that's kind of a little beef that I have with some, you know, guys. They, yeah, are you rapping or are you doing that? You know, the guys that I know, you know, that's something that they told me once I started out on this music. Like, dog, let the rappers rap and let the trappers trap on me. Like, you got to do that. It's hard to do two things at once. And so that's a decision I had to make. But definitely that business, man, that is advice that I can give to anybody is learn about this business. Learn about, you know, the publishing. And establishing yourself as an entity and get that tax ID before you start approaching these labels. Because once you do that and you trademark your name, like, nobody can take Joey 13. You feel me? Like, I can go record for Universal, and if I get in a situation with them and I leave that label, if I didn't have Joey 13 copywritten, I might not be able to record under that name. And, so that's something that artists need to know. Definitely get established with and own what it is that you are trying to sell before you approach these people.
Definitely. Because
read everything before you sign. Sorry about that. Yeah, Rita, no, Rita, Rita, okay. Rita. And I got my advisor over here. She's like, don't say you know what I mean, and don't say It's, I like it, man. It's sweet.
No, but they're definitely coaching you so you can be an outstanding interviewer. I think you're doing an outstanding job myself.
Well, thank you, darling.
You know, but you know, that's one thing we all have. I have my days when I say, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to hit myself on the head. No, Lush, don't do that. You know,
yeah.
But Cinnamon, yes, I have to shout her out. She's an excellent PR. She does great work with her clients and stuff. And, you know, business is everything. And like he said, and this is what we talk about on Wednesday, copywriting, patenting, trademarking. You have to have ownership of what you're doing, because a label can go and you can say, hey, my name is so-and-so. And you get into a beef with them. They say, oh, well, you know what? We done trademarked your name yesterday. So you can't do anything else, and we own the rights to the whole entire everything. You put a shirt out, we own it. So make sure you take care of your business before you even jump into the game, you know. And even if you're in the game and you don't know, get your stuff squared away, you know.
You can always learn. You can always learn and tweak the situation. Definitely. I can't copyright the feather or the glasses, but, you know, I try to put it out there in a way that folks know, you know. That's something that here in D.C., guaranteed, even if I'm not on the set with you, if you go throw a feather in your hair or your hat or whatever, go walk around certain circles, you're going to get approached, and not in a negative way. You know what I mean? They're going to approach you because it's branded, and that's something that Cinnamon had seen in me when they actually first met me for the first time. And then they're like, you know, and they've seen that, and I explained them to the situation of it. They were like, oh, what's up with the other, you know, like, you are, you know, she was asking, I think, Kay, and Kay was like, Kay is Raekwon's brother. He was like, he's wild. He wears the feather all the time, like, literally. And they like, you know, it's neat to see that.
The feather is definitely different. I was going to definitely ask about this feather. This feather thing, where did that come from? And what's the symbolism behind the feather?
Okay, the feather, I started wearing the feather when I got out of jail. And it was like 2005. I started wearing the feather, and it was my way of recreating myself. My mother has taught me some valuable things of social technology on how to build within the society of people. Like I said, softening myself to where I got more conversations. I literally threw the feather in my hair, came out, and got 20 more conversations that night than I normally would have. And I started to see, okay, hey, you know, this is neat. I love human interaction, so it's like, dang. You know, people are attracted to that. And then, it's, you know, you can unveil yourself, you know. So just like a birthmark or anything like that, but it symbolizes flight. And what I mean by that is flight. Once man learned how to fly, we mimicked the birds. But once we literally learned how to fly or mastered that technology, our society expanded almost exponentially, like a rapid rate. It was like the wheel or something like that, that brought along. So that's what it is. It's being able to fly, let go of that emotional baggage, being able to take flight and get somewhere quicker, you know, or more fast than you normally
fly. So it's almost like a evolution of self.
I'm using that, by the way. I'll give you some copy. Flat out.
Now, flat out. You better get on your next interview and shout me out.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to build with you anyways. I'm like, yeah, I'm here. I can,
We definitely got some things in common, because I heard from a birdie that you were kind of ill back in the day when, you know, in my country, in Africa, and certain other foreign countries, we call it football, but Americans call it soccer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I heard I heard you was good with some of this football. You had some footwork going on.
Oh yeah, definitely. Soccer allowed me to travel when I was young. I made a select team when I was 10 years old, and we would go to tournaments like St. Louis, or we might go to California, or we might go to D.C. That's how I found out about this area. I was 16, I think, and we came out here, and my sister is like five or so years older than me, so there was a guy out here, his name's Craig Cooper. What up, though, Craig? I didn't give you a shout-out, but he went to Howard out here. So, you know, I visited with him, and, you know, I looked up to him, you know. He was a guy, he was slick, his freestyle, he was a pretty boy, and that's something that I had always been called my whole life, you know, but I didn't necessarily look at myself that way. And so because of that, like, I guess maybe my father wasn't there, so I felt like I had some, you know, so the mark of the beast on me or something, you know what I mean? Because all these people were telling me, oh, this or that, but the person that I wanted my affection from was not there. And so that kind of, I guess, subconsciously had me like, yo, you're not beautiful. You know, so feather definitely is not a thing, and the glasses. The glasses are another thing that literally if man didn't invent that technology, there would be a whole lot of blind people. You know what I mean? Literally. Literally out here, like,
I feel you on that one.
And so that's something that literally allowed some people to have vision, you know, and partake in the, you know, the enjoyment of all your senses. So that's like something definitely what it is. Plus, my daughter had to start wearing glasses last year. And, you know, I've seen a change in her where she was, you know, a little insecure about that. So that's what I did. I was like, hey, you know, I gave her her first pair of transition tinted glasses. That's something we do in Michigan. A lot of guys wear the glasses with the prescription, but then they tint in the sunlight once you walk in the sunlight. And so I got her, showed her, hey, you know, daddy wears glasses too. And we, you know, we're beautiful. You're beautiful, you know. And so that's something
King
like
glasses.
Yeah.
You know. That's what it is. Me and my daughter wear glasses too, so team glasses is all good. It's cool to wear glasses.
It is.
I mean?
You see, now it's a trend. You know, now it's a trend. Mm-hmm. Literally, a lot of folks are wearing glasses, and that's something that I like. You know, she had to get glasses and braces in the same year, so she was like,
God.
Yeah, but then, you know, next time I seen her, she was on it. She was like, she loved it. She got some, she tricked her braces out, got little pink rubber bands and stuff. So I was like, oh, okay, you got it in you, man. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I like to accessorize. I love fashion, and that's something that I do. I'll show you some things I do, too, with the shoes. You know, I wear the feathers in the shoes, but I do these things with cufflinks. Excuse me.
Oh, okay.
And I tie them into my laces, and it's pretty neat. It holds your jeans from going down, and then it has something that, you know, it's slick. I do a lot of that. I'm definitely in the fashion. Uh-oh. That's something that I'm going to get involved in once I, you know, get a hold of this and we get the machine, you know, rolling. Definitely get the fashion.
You need to go ahead and get that patent on them that lace thing, because somebody might be listening. Boy, you better go get that patent on that thing. It ain't a game.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good, though. If it comes out and I see it, I'm going to bring your radio show. Like, hey, you heard me talking about it with the homie, man. So y'all better, man. And so there's some things about it I didn't explain it. So, you know, they ain't going to really be able to freak it. And it's okay. You know, I have my business, and they have theirs, and we can go. Competition is, you know, the underlying thing that drives business. And I'm not scared, and that's the thing with these raps, too. Like, you know, nah, man, we both create. And so as long as you stay authentic to you and I stay authentic to me, it doesn't matter. People will want to buy both of our stuff because you will have put your soul and blood, sweat, and tears into that, and I would have done the same with mine. And that's how we do it. We buy oranges from a whole bunch of different people, and pop and all that stuff. So, yeah, you buy shoes, you got a different company. I'm not too worried about that.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Now, the music, Gwala Gwala.
Yeah.
Raekwon. This whole form of cohesion and fusion, now, how did all of that come about?
I met Raekwon's brother, Kay. He came through D.C. for Howard's Homecoming. He had a show with Genius and Killer Mike. And they came through Jay Skrilla's studio. What's up, Jay Skrilla? He produces a lot for me outside of just being a person I love. You know what I'm saying? That's my homie, man. And we work good together. But so, yeah, they came through his studio. He called me like, yo, man. Come up here. There's some folks up here that you know want to talk to you. So they, you know, I came up there, boom, met them. They were like, oh, and then I bought a verse right there on the spot from Killer Mike. I had a song that that I could get him on, but I already had that song Gwala Gwala wrote for Raekwon. That's something that I do when I come up with my music. That's something that I hear a person on. You know, I'll write it out, but I'll write, I don't write his verse, you know. I would write enough just in case I would have to release it myself. But
Hold on. You already, like, envisioned that Raekwon was already going to be on the song? That's some serious stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's how I do. I'll explain something to you. How I come up with a lot of my verses for the music. And it's like, it's channeling, but what I call channeling. It's focusing on a topic. People do it with the Ouija board. You feel me? I say Ouija board in a lot of my stuff. That's symbolically what I'm doing. A Ouija board is a tool that people speak to the spirit world, and they call people, and it comes out on the board what they're saying. And so that's what I'm doing on a beat. You see what I'm saying? I'm just, the beat is the Ouija board, and I'm talking to these people and channeling that, and it comes out. Yeah, the Raekwon thing I already wrote. Actually, I wrote it for him and Bun B, because what Gwala is, you know, like where we come up in Michigan, we got it for cheap there, you know, because the Mexicans are there. So, you know, Mexico is the largest border, well, besides Canada, but you know what I'm explaining. And basically, a lot of drugs come through Mexico. So, wherever they're at, you're going to be able to find that. And that's something that OGs taught me. Like, man, when you go out of town, and I was going out of town to, like, Arizona and trying to find trees, and they're like, man, look for the cowboy hats, bro. Look for the Gwalas. You know what I'm saying? The dudes with the cowboy boots. Buy them dudes Coronas, man, and infiltrate. Get to ask them questions. So that's what that Gwala came, and I felt like Ray, he's got the illest. He can describe his scenery and just his mouthpiece is ill. And so I was like, man, I got to get Raekwon. And I wrote it to Bun B as well, because he's from Texas. So he would have dealt with a lot of people. They're connected right to the Mexican border. And that's what kind of what we were into, is trafficking, you know, smuggling. Like a lot of dudes be out here, you know, I hustle and all this. You feel me? I wasn't on that. We on that. We smuggling, my dude. You know, we doing that smug work, and a lot of the work that I was doing wasn't even necessarily me serving people hand to hand. It's you know, creating that lane and finding how to go from A to B to G. You feel me? And so I wrote to Raekwon, and it worked out. I let Kay hear it then, and he was like, oh, he called Ray, and in 2 days he was like, yo, send me the song. And we had went to the studio, you know, just like, oh, my God. And he got back in like an hour and 45 minutes with the verse done. And we just went nuts. So he was like, it's gone. And my boy was like, Doug, you prophetic. You wrote this song. And boom, and the next thing you know, I had the song written, wrote for E-40. And working with Kay, I had a song wrote for E-40, let Kay hear it. He got me with producer J-Mo from Memphis. And we put together the song, and he got me E-40 on it. And then it was like, dang. And so he was saying, okay. And that's the exact same thing he asked me was, yo, like, how did you know what I mean? Because they were like, you know, people don't give Ray these beats, or they don't, what was in your mind like that? And like I was saying, it wasn't necessarily the beat. It was, the guy, that persona. And he changed the game. Wu-Tang literally came in and changed the game. And I love them because I was a fashionable dude, but I was also out here climbing. And it's like they blended all that, the science, the crime, the fashion, so lovely that I looked up to them definitely. I was bagging up to the purple tape plenty of times, like, man, this is what it is. So I've always wanted to work for him. Him and E-40 are actually my two favorite rappers. And so I wanted to get them on it before I started aligning myself with other folks. Like actually Tabby Bonet is from DC, so I actually did get with him, but Tabby's, he's not like maybe aligning myself with Fat Trell or the other guy, Shy Glizzy, where, the city's kind of divided on who they rolling with. So I wanted to stay away from that outside how I already knew those guys. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I think you're in a whole nother realm than them. I'm not really, Glizzy and, those type of, fans, really, honestly. So I think you're in a whole nother realm when it comes to them. You actually have a different side to you. But for the audience that's listening right now, we're going to give them some of that Gwalla Gwalla. And I want you to stay on the line. We're going to come right back with you and talk more about what's going on with Mr.
Walla Walla.
Mr. Joey 13. So you're calling in at 347-826-7722. You're about to go into this song called Gwalla Gwalla with your boy Joey 13. Featuring Ray Kwan. It's about to be crazy. Bow bow. Business Wednesdays on the line. Let's go, baby.
When that bag cuts down, mother, forgive me. Too many Indians and not enough. 100 G's at the right, Kenton Yatta down in AZ. To get your Porsche, Loopers, and a scooper that sour crank. 108 bows, also known as 80. Keep the bag touchdown, you wanna make it like 63. Do that four times, dog, flat out like a quart of milk. Joey, Redskin, Danny, Cowboy, want you kill. You threw a feather in your crown, a match slither infiltration. Got the monkeys slipping and they laying down. Demonstration. I'm generating constellations, witness my astronomy, the prophets of geometry, abolishing that poverty, the fool my conspiracy, and feeding family is essential, every man has a table, get a plate, and here's your chance. I fell in love with Gwalla, bagging up 1,000 grams, broke up with my baby mama, Gwalla, all I had like Method Man and Belly, you can smell me rolling state to state, Joey, five places, you the illest in your state.
More Colombiana, daughter of the plug, so bonita like your mama. Whoa, pipeline, Mexicana, cowboy, killer, clientele, Americana. Whoa, more Colombiana, daughter of the plug, so bonita like your mama. Whoa, pipeline, Mexicana, cowboy, killer, clientele, Americana.
I'm God's son and belly, and Alexa's about to get away. And my baby counting blessings to that purple tape. Putting food on that dinner plate. Chef great wanted you the illest in your state.
My little mermaid, a sweet horse. She come with them 3-4s. Assist me quick, fast, past the ratchet and spit raw. Pyrex niggas in them bulletproof tanks, y'all. Don't get comfortable, my bullets will spank y'all. Polar fort, gold forks in the crib. Drug wars, silks and quilts. I lay on slut and hood bras. Papers is thick, my vehicles is big boys. My knives is sharp, my kick game done won wars. From frontin' and Liz and hunting bread, Steve Orr. Eyes is wide like Baytex, we see choices. Travel from France to Rome, the zone, one tour. Don't make me buy out this gun store. Blocka, blocka.
Me, I'm more Colombiana. Daughter of the plug, so bonita like your mama. Whoa. Pipeline, Mexicana. Cowboy, killer,
That's what I'm talking about, Guala, Guala, Guala. Your man Joey 13, it's a problem. DMV, stand up.
Exactly, man. That's for y'all, DMV. I'm trying to teach y'all to go. Yeah, you got to go out and get it, man.
Worldwide International, man. We in the building. Joey 13, Guala, Guala. Put it in your ear system. He got that earphone for you, man. It's crazy right now, man.
Yeah.
But
Food Mob.
Man, talk to me about the Food Mob, though, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Food Mob is my, like I said, Food Mob conspiracy. You feel me? That is, the food is essential, and the mob is the people. You know, you need the food for nourishment. The mob is the people, and conspiracy is, by definition, two people, two or more people coming together conspiring for something. And everybody is involved with a conspiracy from jump. Your parents get in love, they conspire together, and they create you. Feel me? So that's something that's what it's about is, man. We're trying to nourish the people, man, and keep that going. So the Food Mob, I use a symbol, the fork, knife, and spoon, which is the table setting, and I use that because those, before that, we had to eat with our hands. So then once we came up with these tools or utensils, you know, here's what it is. This is your proper way to eat. And actually, it's not saying that, but it's just a more sociable way, and that's what I'm kind of delivering with that symbolism. Besides, yeah, we eating, man. It's time to eat. Feed family first. That's what my motto is. And yeah, I'm trying to like tear down a lot of things. That's why I use those words like that, conspiracy or the number 13, you know, because they're like trigger words or they're infamous words. They're thick, they're heavy. You know, people hear those words and they're like, what? You know, so definitely.
Joey 13.
Yeah, like I said in the song, man, everybody at the table, get a plate and his utensils, you know, we should be eating. That's what I'm going to do, man. I'm trying to get to the throne and burn it down and build a table, man, that the people can eat at, feel me, and converse, and we can keep this going, you know, or else, you know, we're going to be, you know, our own demise out here, and that's the truth. You know, outside we see that we are a dominant species, and we're so blessed. You know, and I feel that we lose sight of that sometimes, and we could be taking care of ourselves and others, and even you know the world around us in a better way. That we're gonna ensure our survival. Other than that, you know, we'll be like the next thing, and the plants and everything like that. They're proven. They're here. You know, they're gonna come and they're gonna sprout anytime. But humans necessarily won't if the right things are not going on outside. For us to even just breathe, you know? So
Definitely. And I have a couple more questions for you. Mm-hmm. The question what do you feel is the hardest adversity that you've faced being in the music industry?
I would say the hardest thing would be people, you know, doing my music and it not getting across to people and people maybe booing me or whatever. But I got over that real quick. I'm trying, like the next second on stage, I was over it. But that's something that I took a blow, like, I had to. It's just like your brother, your brother or your sister beat you up, and it's something you go through to grow. But I don't see that, you know, I'm gonna come across something definitely. I already see it, you know. And here actually let me explain this. This is something. Once I set out to do this music, I had to have my life in order. I had to have my affairs in order. And so by actually literally starting to what I was doing before, a lot of people depended on me. Literally, their, you know, that's how they structured their life, was around that fountain of youth that I had created. And so when I started to do the music, I was going away from that, and I had to put that in perspective. And so I started to lose, friends or people or associates because it was like, it was almost like niggas didn't want me to rap. Or they were afraid that the dope man got the mic now, because we're not going to be eating that way if he really takes this shit seriously. And that was an evolution of myself, and that's a lesson that everyone will go through. You do it. You'll have to go through it with your parents. You have to get up and leave. As much as they love you, you're going to have to get up and go outside on your own and experience the world for yourself, you know, even just to feed yourself. But when you got a family, you got kids, man, people can kiss it, man. As far as, you know, trying to structure the way that I'm going to get my money for my family and get my food for my family. So that was something that I had that hurt, because I'm a loyal dude, man. Loyalty is royalty. And, I was involved with somebody. So I definitely had to tie it down in a certain way. And so, so I guess that, yeah, you know, leaving one thing to get to the other and seeing that what I am doing is positive, but still some people aren't going to be 100%, 1,000% behind it. So.
Yeah, you're going to have situations where people want to keep drawing you back into that life, you know, when you're trying to do something, you know, positive, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's temptations and stuff, but it's up to you to decide, mm-hmm. you know, where you're going to be. And then at the same time, you come to differentiate who is loyal and who has your best interest at hand when you come through those crossroads. You know, some people, you know, can't deal with that. They're so used to a certain lifestyle, and when you're ready to sacrifice to go into something you believe in, you know, sometimes people fall off, you know.
That's just,
you know, life in general. I face it every day. The more successful you get, the more haters you're going to get.
For real.
They only there to remind you that you're doing something good with yourself at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know, so what's new? What's going on? What should we look for? Any tours, any performances, videos, music? Talk to us.
Yeah, I got some stuff in the works. I'll go out on tour with some of the Wu cats. I'm looking at dates right now for certain folks. I'm not going to necessarily say it on the air because I was just told, you know what I'm saying? But definitely some shows I'm working with. I brought Riff Raff to, if you guys know who Riff Raff is, the rapper Riff Raff, the white rapper Riff Raff. I brought him to Springfield and did a show. That was January, right? Yeah, it was January. And it was successful. So Empire is getting at me to do. It'll probably be, I'll have a show there late April. My mixtape is going to drop the 23rd of April. And then after that, I'm going to go out on this tour that I was talking with you about, which, you know, I'll get with you again and shoot you the info so you can, you know, let folks know and who the person is. But, you know, y'all know who it is. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know. He's a beast. Definitely one of Ray's homies. That's all I'll say with that.
Does it have three letters in it?
If you abbreviate it. You feel me?
If we abbreviate it, is it like three letters in it? Does it start with a G?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh. And it,
okay.
So, you know. I'm blessed with that. All those guys are taking, they're being supportive and take, you know, one, my manager, Kay, he's a hard worker, man. And, all those guys at Wu-Tang respect his hustle. And outside of his brother, which is that's something that I thought was amazing. You know, a lot of people sometimes are trapped in a people's shadows, and they'll never overlook the certain facts. But he's a grinder; he doesn't stay in it. So, he's helping me. But yeah, so that and my album. You know, I'm working on my actual album, which I'll tell you the name of it. It's called Blasphemy. So that's it's killer, man. When I can sit down again with you and talk about it, but it's a themed album, and it's got a follow-up album to it too. It's a series, and it's based on a certain time of the game, what was going on inside the world of hip hop. You know, when the changing of the guards, or when new eras are ushered in, and that's what it is, and that's what's going on in hip hop now. You know, that's I love it. You know, a lot of people are like, okay, hey, they're all flossed out and all this stuff. And I feel them. But, you know, there's a lot of good music. And sonically, hip-hop is in the stratosphere, man. They're out there with these beats, man. These producers, I'm loving it. You know, definitely I feel that hip-hop grew sonically in this period after Tupac and Biggie, created that void by their deaths. And that's what's going on in the game now. There was people that were always relevant during that time, you know, like NWA was there, and then Wu-Tang came. Both of them are still relevant. You know, they were able to be unique and be themselves. You know, so then you have like Pac and Biggie, where they're both relevant. Nas was relevant during then. All the, you know, classic artists were still there. But after those guys died, you saw the rise of an era of hip hop, you know, and that's where it was going, you know, just even with our understanding of this world, you know, capitalism and the system that we're under, that we're living in. That was directly reflected in our, it is, you know, art imitates life. And so definitely. This joint, this Blasphemy project is going to be ill. And,
I can't wait to hear that, because it sounds like it's going to be something like going to be talked about.
Oh yeah.
Definitely going to be talked about. Can't wait to hear what, you know what I'm saying, that that's going to be like. I can't wait to actually get to sit down with you one-on-one, because I know you have this, like, you know, mind that's just like impeccable. You know, especially coming, you know, having a mother that had like 1,000 books in the house, and you actually read through 40 of them. So I know your mind is on a whole nother level.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
See, definitely that is something, you know, an advice that I'm going to, you know, say to everybody within, you know, this business thing. Learn how to read. Read one, but it expands the way that you can speak with folks. And I'm telling you, some people, if you could close your eyes, you know, a lot of these people would fall off, because that's the only way they're getting over with whatever they're delivering is just visual. But the words, man, they got that meaning behind them, and they're so powerful. And being able to speak with somebody, you know, that silver tongue has helped me throughout my life, you know, whether talking my way out of a situation or talking my way into a situation.
Definitely. You know, if somebody was trying to get into the, you know, industry, the youth and stuff, what kind of advice would you give them?
I would say don't break all your CDs that you got right now with the current artists that you love, but lock them away for a couple months for your creative process, you know, your creative period, and come with yourself. You know, that's something that I did. You know, I have a unique voice, and that's something that my producer, Jay Skrilla, was heavy on. Just like, man, come with your natural voice, your natural speech pattern in a way, and then, you know, once you get a hold of it, then you can tweak to certain things. So be original, definitely. Read, like I said, study, get your name copywritten, because if you have to start from ground zero on choosing a name again, and you wrote, you know, all these raps and stuff, and that name is all throughout your raps and you can't use it, gonna, you know, hurt. It's gonna suck. So definitely, I would say that. And what I was saying with those CDs is just, I think sometimes we tend to overlap things, and you think you have to sound this way, or you think, you know, and it's not even necessary because that's what's popular. That's what tweaks your ear, and that's what your ears are attracted to. You know what I mean? So hearing myself on record at first was weird to me because I had to get used to that. And I was so critical of myself, like, all other people are like, oh, yo, you sound ill. Boom, boom. So definitely put up the records, man, and just come with your – put out your records and pull out the books, man. Come at it that way. Because I'm learning that the producer plays such a big part, man. They don't get enough credit for what they do. And these producers, you know, they can guide a song, and they can understand, you know, they understand sound a little better, especially in engineers too. Man, I have an engineer present when I'm recording, you know, and they'll tell me, okay, hey, here, let's, after I lay it down, let's take out these words here or put the drop here, because sonically they can see what, you know, so it doesn't just sound all, you know, monotone or whatever.
Definitely. And this might be a weird off-the-wall question, but you know what I'm saying? What's your favorite stereo?
Oh, my favorite stereo.
Yeah.
I would say Cookie Crisp, but I should say Raisin Bran, you know, but Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp. I remember that commercial back.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, cool. All right, yeah. So my favorite cereal actually is, you know, Honey Nut Cheerios or, you know, Golden Grahams and stuff. Even though I should be eating Raisin Bran too. I do it sometimes, you know, but hey, you know,
exactly.
Back in the day, Saturday morning cartoons and stuff, you know, bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
You know,
Alan,
you were in paradise.
Probably eats Raisin Bran. You know what I mean? That would actually be a funny ass thing to do is, yeah, you know, to play cereals with what cereal
artist
do you think? Yeah. Oh, my God. You might start something, man. Get some beef off that. Like, yo, he said I eat Raisin Bran.
Well, you already had the whole situation with Lala, you know. So, you
yeah.
know, anytime you think about Cheerios, think about Lala. But but I truly appreciate you. You have a wonderful mind, and I enjoy conversing with you. I see nothing but success in what you're doing. You just got to keep staying positive. And regardless, haters are going to come, but at the end of the day, keep doing what you do. And you have a great team behind you. Definitely love me some cinnamon, you know. I love me my Cinnabon. That's my little Cinnabon bun. Love her so much. Some sprinkles on top. With some sprinkles on top.
There we go. With some Golden Grahams thrown on there.
With some Golden Grahams. I love her. But this is my last question because we got a lot of things in common and stuff, man. I think you like my kindred soul on another side of the same way, right? So question is, right? You had to have watched this movie. This is one of my all-time favorite movies. These are the top two. And I want to know, do you know anything about these two movies? One is V is for Vendetta, and the other one is The Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah, well, I haven't watched The Count of Monte Cristo, but V is for Vendetta, Guy Fawkes, man, that's the homie, man. I actually, you know, when I have like a fondness for criminals or that people that are perceived to be criminals, like, or revolutionaries, you know, like Guy Fawkes is one of them, what they did where they challenge society. And I've always said this is that crime is in the future. You challenge the law, and that's when everything comes into play. And, not saying, hey, go out and, you know, do that. But those type of people like that, they did Alexander Cromwell, those people, the guy who stole the crown jewels back in the day and melted them down in they gave them to the people. But yeah, man, VS Vendetta is sweet, and I'm gonna look up the Count of Monte Cristo. What version of it is it?
I actually have seen it.
It was his nose, like. No, maybe that's not a Count.
It was another form of vengeance, but it was a thoroughly plot vengeance, and Alexander Dumas, which actually he was his father actually was one of the first Haitian black generals that actually the whole story was based on the father, because the younger son. He actually went against, they were friends, him and Napoleon Bonaparte, and Napoleon Bonaparte actually poisoned him in jail and said he had treason and stuff. But if you watch the movie, they have a newer version and stuff. The newer version is kind of nicer, but when you watch it, you're going to be like, oh, my God, you got a guy that couldn't read, and he's in jail, and this jail is like the most illest jail in France.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. But you gotta watch it. I'm not gonna give you everything. You gotta watch it.
No, Roger, oh man, wait till I hit you with the Count of Monte Cristo song. You don't even know what you're doing. Trying to tell you. We're gonna sit down. Oh, this number is to the radio station, but I'll get your email or info from Cinnamon if possible.
We'll definitely link up. We'll do a one-on-one and do live video and stuff, and we'll get deep in depth and stuff. But V is for Vendetta. That's my all-time favorite. I actually shaved my head because of that movie. You see how you got your brother? I shaved my head because I was in a whole evolution of self. I saw the world in a completely different way. And I was look, I am B. This is why I created the radio. We educate and entertain subliminally so we can teach the world how to better themselves. Because me and Vendetta said, we should not fear the government. The government should fear us.
That's that thing, you know, how people say the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was that he doesn't exist. And that's something, it's role reversals. We'll see our power. It's we the people, man. They telling you that off the jump, you know, but we don't understand that because just how we've been taught in society with religion. Religion's root word is rely. So we're taught to rely on something outside of ourselves at first or after you do, you know, with your parents. But you know why? Because you're the woman, man. That's the cup, man. That's the womb. That, you know, that symbol. And so the chalice or whatever, you know, I love that, man.
That's what it is, man. I love you. I like you. And I love your music, boy. And I see nothing but success and great things for you.
Oh, definitely. I appreciate it so much. This is my first radio interview, and this is my first time that my song has been played on the radio, so you popped my cherry, you know what I mean? So I'm all.
I was just about to say that. You took the words out of my mouth. I popped your cherry, yes. And I was sweating. Woo!
There you go. Yeah.
But it's all good. So how did you feel about the experience and stuff? I made you feel like you could, you know, sip some Kool-Aid with me, eat some oodles and noodles, peanut butter and jelly.
It's a problem now. I'm like, oh, what? What? We clicking DC, DMV? Why? You know, blasphemy. It's always coming, man. Flat out. I got a homie. I want to sit down with you, man. Definitely. And
I appreciate
it, man. You made me feel, I was scared over here because, like I told you, I got an advisor right here. They're like, he's just now laying back, eating Twizzlers. Like, oh, okay. My nigga smashed it. All right, bet.
Standing. That's what I'm talking about. Well, if you're tuning in right now, you're live right now with your man, Joey 13. He's a problem. Look out for him. Featuring Raekwon, Gwala Gwala. It's more to come for him. Crazy toys, crazy music. Don't forget to see that feather. When you see him in the building, he's the only one rocking that feather, man. The style is impeccable. It's crazy right now. Shout out to my girl, Cinnamon Jones. We in the building. And I'm feeling like I'm on fire right now. Ooh,
Lush, man. I'm loving it.
Business Wednesdays, man. And shout out to my lip gloss sponsor out there in Atlanta, man. She's doing her thing. She's a female in business. She started her lip gloss line like in a couple of days, and it's been booming. Because a lot of girls don't like to put on lipstick. They like to rock lip. So she's on point. We're going to have her on the show soon. And, I mean, it's crazy right now. And I'm going to give you more information about her. And she's doing her thing, man. Yeah, I love ladies in business. I love people in business. Get stuff together. And that's what we do, educate, entertain. And we try to bring people together. And we love you, Joey 13. And we're going to rock out with Guala Guala. And in a few minutes after that, we're going to have your girl. This is a 20-year-old female producer. How many producers that are females you hear in the game? 20-year-old producer, female in the game. She won a Dove Award, a Grammy Award, and right now she's signed to one of the Jerkins. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
And her song got featured on 106 in Park, you know, with Trinity 517, and she's a monster. And guess what else? She's a Pisces like me, and her birthday is on the same day as mine, March 19th. It's crazy. You heard?
Yeah, so make that happen.
Make
that link
up,
happen.
Man.
Link us
definitely
up.
Definitely got connected with her. She's off the hook, man. She's hot. She's going to be here live on the line at 7:30. So tune in, 347-826-7722. We're in the building. That's what it is, man. So we want to say thank
you. When that bag cuts down,
mother, forgive me.
Too many Indians and not enough.
100 G's at the right, Kenton, yet it down in AZ. To get your Porsche, Loopers, and a scooper that sour cream. 108 bows, also known as 80 keys. The bag touchdown, you wanna make it like 63. Do that 4 times, dog, flat out like a quart of milk. Joey, Redskin, Daddy, Cowboys, watch you kill. You threw a feather in your crown, a match slither infiltration. Got the monkeys slipping and they laying down. Out of demonstration. I'm generating constellations, witness my astronomy, the prophets of geometry, abolishing that poverty, the fool my conspiracy, and feeding family is essential. Every man has a table, get a plate, and here's utensils. I fell in love with
Wallace,
bagging up 1,000 grams, broke up with my baby mama,
Wallace.
All I had like Method Man and Belly, you can smell me rolling state to state. Joey, five places, you the illest in your state.
Me, I'm more Colombiana. Daughter of the drugs, so won't need her like your mama. Pipeline, Mexicana. Cowboy, killer, clientele, Americana. Me, I'm more Colombiana. Daughter of the drugs, so won't need her like your mama. Pipeline, Mexicana. Cowboy, killer, clientele, Americana.
I'm Godson and Belly, and Alexis about to get away. Me and my baby counting blessings to that purple tape. Putting food on that dinner plate. Chef great corner to the illest in your state.
My little mermaid, a sweet horse. She come with them 3-4s. Assist me quick, fast, past the ratchet and spit roll. Pyrex niggas in them bulletproof tanks, y'all. Don't get comfortable, my bullets will spank y'all. Polar fort, gold forks in the crib. Drug wars, silks and quilts. I lay on slut and hood bras. Papers is thick, my vehicles is big boys. My knives are sharp, my kick game done won wars. From frontin' and Liz and hunting bread, Steve Orr. Eyes is wide like Baytex, we see choices. Travel from France to Rome, the zone one tour. Don't make me buy out this gun store. Blocker.
Me, I'm more Colombiana. Daughter of the drugs, so won't need her like your mama. Pipeline, Mexicana. Cowboy, killer, clientele, Americana. Me, I'm more Colombiana. Daughter of the drugs, so won't need her like your mama. More Colombia.
Santana. Me, I'm all Colombiana. Daughter of the drugs, so bonita like your mama. Pipeline, Mexicana.
Cowboy, killer, clientele, Americana.
Back in the building, you know what I mean, right there. That was that Guala Guala, and we got some more music for you. But in a few, you know what I'm saying, 7:30, we're going to have your girl live in the building, you know what I'm saying, the one and only Izzy Music, and she's going to be live on the show. And I feel like hot like fire, or maybe, you know what, we need a revolution. And I'm a revolutionary person. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building right here. Aaliyah, taking it back. Business Wednesdays. Get your business together, man. Go out and get that copyright, that patent. Talk about that publishing, man. Get your business together, man. Each and every Wednesday, Business Wednesdays. Let's go.
Give it up. We gon' show you how we love.
Like girls just.
It's been a long time. Long time. We shouldn't have left you. Left you. Without a dope beat. Step two. Step two. Step two. Step two. Step two. Step two.
Try again.
Don't stop. never make a nigga right. It's good to make it better when your people make it with you. Money coming, money going, ain't like you could take it with you.
Right.
It's about to be in here right now. Back then we it right now. Drop, take care, bought them up, crib, and I'm picking up the keys to the beach right now. OVO, that's major. Toronto with me, that's major. Getting shed packs like KD. OKC, that's player. We don't dress alike, we don't rap alike. I shine different, I rhyme different. Only thing you got is some years on me, man. You and your time different. I'm young poppy. Champagne, ain't know the face, and ain't know the name. Got one wife, so I could probably pay for like all your chains, you don't change. Great stone, 20 bottles, that's all me. Only chops, wildin' out, gotta free my till they all free. One of my close dogs, got three kids and they all three. But we always been that type of crew, that been good without a plan B. So stop talking, mate, and suckin' for some truck fit. Okay, I'm gone. That's gangster Al Capone. I make that fit like bone. I'm talking about bone, 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 bone. I'm with French, excuse my French. I lose my mind before I lose my money. Anything but a chicken wing. Top ball like two eyelids. YMCM beat that baby up. Stop playing. I make her air scream and holler like rock bands. I'm a beast. I'm off the lead. I am rich like a beast. On my phone, active shit. Pop that like a zip. I go by the name Lil Tunchi. Your girl is a groupie. And you could swear. And I would twist you like an Arubis. Mother, I'm on my skateboard. Watch me do a trick. I'm 5'5", but I can 6'9". Then beat that like Klitschko. It's French Montana, Joe. It's Weezy F. Cone. It's Trust World. It's Trust Your Girl. It's Trust Pimp by the Truckload.
Yeah, we live back on the building. It's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building. And you know what I'm saying? Don't stop, pop that, don't stop. It's Business Wednesdays. We had your boy live in the building, the one and only Joey 13. Very articulate young man. Has some hot music. Working with the one, the only, Rake. It's some serious stuff going on. It's some hot stuff. And you guys need to look forward to it. Check it out. His name is Joey 13. Shout out to Cinnamon Jones, Soul Pitch Media, for that hot interview today. Don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. I told y'all, I want to have one of the hottest female producers in the building. Her name is Izzy Music. She shares the same birthday as mine, March 19th. Oh, man, you made some wonderful people on March 19th, God. Yes. So she's going to be live in the building with us. She's not only a Grammy Award winner, she's a Dove Award winner. And on top of that, she just got signed to one of the Jerkins. One of the Jerkins the Third. So it's big moves in this young lady's life. And she got discovered on YouTube. So a lot of people get discovered on YouTube. So keep your dreams going. Don't forget it's Business Wednesday. And we're always talking about going steady, going head on with business in whatever you do. Stay organized, stay focused, stay determined. And don't forget, life may throw you a curveball, but you're in charge of the direction it goes in. We're going to go on the line and see who we have on the line with us. Let's see who's at the door. And stuff. It seems like the doorbell's ringing for some reason. We're going to go and see who's on the line with us real quick. Don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Log on to lushradioonline.com and call in at 347-826-7722. And also, don't forget that each and every Monday, we have Motivational Mondays. We also have Tuesday is the Queen's Lounge. And don't forget, Friday is Hot or Not Fridays, where we play new music and Business Wednesdays. Emma right now is on her spring break, and she's out there traveling down in Miami, Florida. And she's out there reporting live for us, and she's doing her thing, having fun out there. I'm so jealous right now because she's out there and she's just having fun, and she just left me out here in the DMV. But I'll be in New York City soon. I'll be out there with bars and bra straps because we're bringing in that Battle League down to the DMV, and it's about to be bananas. Big shout-out to Mateo. A lot of big things going down. 2013 is the year of the truth. Shout-out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, exposing themselves out here, you know, especially the phonies. A lot of people say they have businesses, but do you really have a business? Can you really show me your articles of incorporation? Let's talk about it. Don't forget, if you can buy those $300 kicks, you can always go and buy you some articles of incorporation and log on to LegalZoom.com. They need to get me a check, honestly, because I promote them so much. Log on to LegalZoom and go over there, and you can file in any state that you want to incorporate in. I advise that you do not do an INC if you're not a big corp. Deal with an LLC. A lot of big companies are LLCs, and the reason why they choose LLCs is because it's easier when it comes to taxing. They're going to tax the business versus taxing you. For the first couple of years, they will connect it to your personal Social Security number, but you will have an EIN number, which will act as a Social Security number after a certain amount of years. And, yeah, in a certain 3 years, the government doesn't expect you to make any money, so most of the time people report zero. So whatever you're doing in your business, get your business together. Let's Radio Online. And we educate and entertain, and this is what we do for the people. Like I said, we're going to have IZ Music live on the line in a few minutes. We're going to go ahead and play her song. This is one of the songs that she produced for Trinity 1017. Trinity 57. She's actually going to call in a few minutes and talk to us, you know. I feel like I'm connected with her in some way, like she's my twin because we're born March 19th. She's younger than me and stuff, but she's like my little sister. I feel connected with her even through the internet, you know. So she has to be super dope, like, you know, like myself. So Izzy, we're going to play the song that she actually produced that was actually featured, which is a dope video. Man, I swear these church videos nowadays are dope, man. They even better than some of these rap videos. And it's from Trinity 57. It's called Bring Your Praise. And it's a hot, 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 hot video. Check it out. Let's go. Hello.
Looks like you defeated. Came here with a Bible, but I can tell you ain't read it. And you're full of complaints. I can think of 10 reasons that you should give him praise. Here's a good one, but still breathe. Everything you're going through, my time's gonna fix it for you. But you got to be willing to do the things he wants you to do. He wants you to
everything you're going through, my time's gonna fix it for you. But you got to be with.
Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Y'all know what you're listening to, man. You better bring your praise. Oh, man, I'm in this joint grooving. The beat was knocking. And you know that was from the one and only IZ Music. At IZ Music, Instagram, Twitter, it's bananas. Also, big shout out to her mother. They both looking like twins with the hot head do. Crazy bananas. I love them both. March 19th, we in the building. You better bring your praise out. So, I love the song. Let's see who's at the doorbell. Maybe I might have my little sis live on the line with me. She might be. You know what I mean? So, for all y'all dudes out there that don't know about these hot female producers, you better be tuned in because they bringing the funk. They bringing the fire. Who's at the door? Who's on the line with us today? Do we have Miss Ivy in the building?
Well, you just might. I think this is her. I'm guessing so.
What's up with you, boo-boo?
What's up? How are you?
Man, I'm hyped, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know,
man,
that's right.
Girl, that knock you be having in them beats, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I'm glad you like it. I obviously was excited to hear that you're liking it, bring your praise, and I heard you are grooving over there. So that's a good thing always to have.
Girl, I got to give you some Lush Radio love real quick. Lush Radio love.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You know, the crowd going wild. The crowd is going wild right now. You know, before we get into this interview, do you have any shout-outs before we get into it?
Oh, wow. Shout-out to my mama. You said she looked like my twin. So, shout-out to my mom. Shout-out to my dad. Shout-out to my manager, Michi, in Atlanta, my god sisters, the GGs. I don't know if you ever heard of them before, but they're very dope as well. Shout-out to Shelby J. She's dope. Fred Jerkins, shout-out to him. And, of course, shout-out to all my supporters. Y'all are just awesome. I definitely appreciate that.
Definitely. First off, big happy belated birthday and all that. I know you did it up March 19th.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yes, big 21. Finally hit the big 21. And I had an awesome day with my mom and with some of my church members. And and then I went to the beach for my birthday. So that was pretty cool, too.
That was something different. That was something different.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. That's outstanding, man. All I can say is, I watched the video. I think I got put on. I forgot. Somebody had put your video on their page, on their Facebook page, right?
Right.
So I'm looking at the page, and I'm like, they put two females on. They put you and another young lady that was on World Star, Cece. And
I heard her.
Cece, she does the manipulation of, like, herself harmonizing with herself.
Right,
and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So I was looking at it, and I was like, but for some reason, you just, like, you were into it, and you be making these facial expressions and stuff. You do this thing with your mouth when you really into the groove.
And you know what? Everybody tells me that. Everyone tells me that. Like, I have comments on YouTube. They'd be like, your facial expressions. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know. It's just, I can only make music if I make facial expressions. Like, I guess that's the thing. I guess that is what works, you know?
Definitely. When you get into your groove, you be in there, you start bobbing your head. You start making this mouth thing. I'll be like, go ahead, girl. That one beat, I think you were putting together, it was just like a slight sample. Man, I was like, man, I can't wait to hear that completed song.
Oh, are you talking about you're talking about the dubstep one. I think that's exactly what you're talking about.
I think it either was a, I think you were wearing a, I don't know if you were wearing a yellow shirt that day.
Oh, okay.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think you was wearing a yellow shirt that day, And I was like, because that's the one that I had seen first. And I was like, he said, yeah, this female producer, she's going in. Like, so I listened to it. I said, let's see, you know. Let's
right.
See let's right. see what she got. I go, I check it out. I'm like, oh, this girl is nasty with the big man.
Oh, wow.
Like,
well, thank you so much. I'm very glad that, you know, you like it. I'm very, very flattered to say.
No, but I'm saying the thing about it is not only are you dope and you got, you know, you got discovered on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and you got big names coming left and right, and you got a Grammy dealing with an astounding, you know, gospel group,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the age of 20 producing and making beats at like 9 years old, you are like a prodigy.
Right.
You know,
and you know what? That song, I think the whole entire album was nominated, and everyone on the album, you know, all the producers were nominated. So we technically didn't win one, but it felt like we did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like
mm-hmm.
like the Grammys and the Dove, it felt like we won. I mean, just being nominated is absolutely a blessing. So in itself,
well, I mean,
you know.
I mean, even though you were nominated, all I
right.
see is, like, going into this year, huh, you might go ahead and get that, you know, put that one in mouth that, get that, girl.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Yes.
So, and I heard you were kind of divided between, am I going to be a b-ball player? Because you look like you got some skill. You look like you got some
yeah.
crossover between ball and music. You know, you
right.
had two passions. What was that extra push that said, look, music, this is my thing right here. This is what I got to do.
You know, I just kind of lost the desire. Even my coach, shout out to Coach Fuqua. I don't know if he's listening at all, but he even told me. I didn't even get him playing time. And I was asking myself, like, why am I not getting playing time? And I could feel it in my body that I wasn't actively just wanting to be a part of the team. I quit my junior year, and then I came back my senior and was like, well, I came back at the end of my junior, and then I didn't play at all my senior year. So it was just, I don't know, it was something inside of me. It was like, this is what you need to do. People, you know, love and respect your music. I have very supportive parents and very supportive church members and families and family members and things of that matter. And so, you know, it just happened all of a sudden. I don't know. It just came out of nowhere. So I'm happy that it did because my mom can tell you till this day that she does not like me running up and down a basketball court. So she's absolutely happy that I'm not playing basketball anymore. And, you know, I am too because that's tiring. That's my life at risk every day. And I can just
Definitely.
Be sitting here making music and having a little more fun,
Definitely.
You know, hanging with the stars, you know, things of that matter. So, awesome.
Well, at the same time, you know, I'm a mother also. You know what?
Oh, nice.
Be like, y'all better not hurt my baby. I jump on that basketball court. Don't hurt
exactly.
my baby.
Exactly. Exactly. My mom is the exact same way. My dad is too. My dad, he's so protective over me. They're both
Definitely.
Like the exact same way.
I'm gonna tell you this. If your mother, I'm gonna let you know. I love your mother. I
Aww.
Love your mother.
She's
your
listening
mother.
In, so she's probably
oh, she
gonna like, tell me that. Yeah.
Definitely. She might be on the line. I think this might be her with this 336. This 336 number. Is
yeah.
that mommy on the line? Hi, mommy. How you doing? I love me some mommy. Hi, mommy.
Nice. She's probably grinning downstairs. She is, I'm sure.
Mommy, how you doing?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Oh, I didn't want to be on.
Well, you're on now.
Well, we got you. We got you, Mommy.
Hey, Miss Lux, we love you.
I love you too. I was just telling her I love her, mommy.
Right. Very much so. Yes, we love mom.
Definitely. Team mom in the building.
Exactly.
I want to throw a question at your mother. You know.
Oh, she's probably like shaking right now.
Are you shaking? Well, don't be scared. I hold your hand, mommy. I hold your hand.
I'm good. I always try to stay in the background, but I'm good. Go ahead.
Y'all put me on the spot. Okay, but I'm
yeah.
Mommy, that's your pride and joy right there. That's your angel, your princess.
Yes, ma'am.
Now,
yes, ma'am.
So how is it, you know, dealing with the overwhelming, you know, love and the fans and everything like that, and dealing with the industry? Is it hard? You know, is it almost like, are you still in the shock with the whole situation?
I am, and I'm so thankful. But I think the whole big thing is to always be real with yourself, and you know, all that other energy
mm-hmm.
is just not worth it. It's just not good. So I think
mm-hmm.
it's just being real with yourself and just being real. We're all the same. Nobody is better than anybody else. So
mm-hmm.
we've come to that conclusion that no matter what, we're never any better than anyone else.
Exactly.
Definitely,
we say that
definitely.
Every night. Yeah, we go to sleep on
yeah.
that.
Yeah, we always come together and pray. We pray together as a family every night, and that's just something we've been doing for a long, long time now.
Very long time.
But it's just we're so thankful, and God is just blessing her so much. And, again, it's just being real with yourself. Just being who you are. And then if things are gone or if things are taken away, you don't have to kill yourself or it's the end of the world because they're gone, because you've always been real with yourself. And that's important to me.
Very.
Definitely. Definitely. So do you guys, when you're together and you're out there and you're just dealing with the industry and stuff, do you feed off your mother's energy sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Izzy?
Actually, all the time.
Yeah.
She is my backbone. She is my backbone. I mean, like, I wouldn't be the woman I am if it wasn't for her, if it wasn't for my grandma. You know, they shaped me into who I'm supposed to be. And I have so many characteristics of my mom. It's sad. I mean, we look alike. Come on. but so much more, you know, just a kind heart. I've smartness. I get my common sense from her. It just runs in the family kind of thing. So, I'm blessed and happy to have that.
Hey, and I also blame it on that 19th. I just had to draw that March
19th. March 19th, baby.
Yes, and happy belated birthday to you too.
Yes. I meant exactly, and I think I wished you one. But I'm gonna wish it again. Happy birthday, Lux. Yes.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you, twin. You know, all I can say is that, you know, it's naturally in our nature, you know, to be creative and stuff. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you are just, like, oozing out all this creativity and everything like that. Mom,
exactly.
Question. When did you know that my baby got it, man? She got it. This is what she really wants to do.
Wow.
When was that?
I know her dad bought some equipment for himself.
Oh, yeah, here's the story.
And once she decided that she wasn't going to play basketball anymore, she actually took the equipment from him, and she picked up some things for me because I play the organ for my church as well. And she picked up a couple things for me, and now she plays better than me. and she just took it and ran with it. I want to say when Imani was around, I want to say when at 10 years old, maybe 11, I knew something was going on.
And
we just knew that God.
And I knew it was, too, because y'all started, you know, helping invest in me, you know.
Yes, we really started investing. We knew that this was her calling, and we just knew that we needed to support her as much as we could, and that's what we
mm-hmm.
did. So around maybe 11. Maybe 11. You want to say 11, Monty? Maybe 12.
Yeah, like 11, 13, kind of.
Yeah, this was it. We knew that God
mm-hmm.
had put his hands on her. This is what she was supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, you know, this is Business Wednesday, so you're a young entrepreneur, and I love team education. I'm looking at them grades, and I'm going like, you go, girl, because I'm still back in school, too. You go, girl, with them hundreds and 90s and all that.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. It's rough out there.
Definitely. We really got to give a shout out to people like you, Lush, and Amani, Izzy as well, because this industry is hard for the females to get the space. So
definitely.
We definitely got to get a shout out for you with your radio. We appreciate you. This is great that you have this
very great
connection.
Mm-hmm. I have one young lady out there. Her name is Winter in the North Carolina area. She does like body paint, all kinds of inspirational stuff down in the North Carolina area.
Right.
We definitely got to link you guys together. She does some stuff.
Oh yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
But like towards cancer and stuff, like helping towards cancer.
Cool.
And everything, so I definitely got to link you guys up.
I just
love women in business, women trying to do their thing, because, you know, it's harder for us because we have to get that acceptance, that stamp of
authority.
And we got to kick down the door, you know.
Exactly.
One step at a time. And you're kicking down this door. You got YouTube. It's on fire. They're loving you. And I'm seeing nothing but success. Now, what gets you started when you're doing a beat? Like, what are you thinking about? Are you eating some gummy bears? We eating Twizzlers. Like, what's that?
Gummy bears.
What are we eating when we about to go? What's that mind frame before we start making a beat?
I always tell my mom this. We're riding in my car some time ago, and I tell her this quite often. I tell her that most of the time I'm just playing around. I don't really have any specific idea or anything going on in my head. Sometimes I might have, you know, a frappe or something beside me or a piece of gum just to keep me going. But typically it's just a blank mind. It's just a blank canvas that you have this paint that you're just going with the flow, throwing stuff on there, and whatever it turns out to be, you hope it's amazing, you know. And, gosh, it's a hard question because it's a gift. You know, I always say, you know, ask Kobe, how does he fade away in everybody's face like that, like all the time? You know, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like on that level where it's hard to explain where it comes from or how it happens. But you feel it when it does, like you know when it's right. I told my mom several times that I have so many ideas that I make, and I actually delete them and keep deleting until I feel it in my spirit that it connects with me, like on a one-on-one relationship. So it might take a little time, but I get there. So yeah, you know, that's really it. I really it's so hard to explain that.
And believe it or not, she actually has a studio that she can work in and record, and does most of the time. Well, some of the time. Most of the time, Izzy makes her music. She makes her track on her bed.
Yeah.
I know. I've noticed that. She
bring your phrase. Just like bring your phrase.
Yeah, bring your phrase. I may bring your phrase on my bed. Yeah, I did.
I said she stays in the studio, but most of the time, that laptop, that iPad, all that stuff is just sitting on the bed.
Exactly.
She's relaxing. And she rocking out, doing her thing.
Exactly.
You know?
That's me. I mean, I lock my door. I don't care where I'm at. Mom knows this. Dad knows this. I lock my door. I lock the studio door, and I just go.
Yep, she does. I mean, I even have to put food outside of her door and just knock. And, you know, she's got to come out and eat.
I was looking at the tray that she had on Instagram. She said, oh, my mommy brought me some food. And
stuff.
Yeah,
I said, give me
them straight beans. Give me them straight beans.
Let me ship you some.
And you know, I have to do that from time to time, so she doesn't know when to come out. You know,
I don't.
You got to eat.
Yeah.
Well, that's that determination and that drive that keeps her kicking. You know, when you love something, you put your all into it. And she's definitely giving her all, and I love her spirit. You know, it was ironic I found out we had the same birthday, but I mean, I just saw the connection.
Yeah,
and all I did was watch a video.
Right.
And I was like, you know what, I got to get her. First I hit her up on Twitter, and she said, send an email. And I said, look, let me follow her on Instagram. Then I followed her on Instagram.
Then I followed Mommy. Then I started seeing the stuff. Then I seen the birthday. Then it was a wrap then. I said, it's over.
Exactly. This needs to happen now, right now.
For real, seriously.
Well, that makes it special. That makes us all special, you know?
Yeah. Now, you know, where are some of the other things that you like to, you know, that you would venture in the near future when you're looking into, you know, your future of everything that you're doing in the music industry, other things that you would like to tap into or experiment with?
Mom knows. I always say Mom knows because I talk to her about a lot of stuff. I do want to get into creating my own headphone gear, just a better brand of what I envision headphones should be like. And I do want to get into clothing, and I do want to get into film in the future. You know, I originally wanted to go to school for directing movies. That was the first thing I wanted to do, because I wanted to do that and then get into music making. But now it's vice versa. So I do want to get into a lot of more stuff, but those are the basics. Those are really the basics.
Well, I'm going to chime in on that. You know, that's why I said, you know, 19 is a special number, because, you know, I got that Mark V, but I seen your eyes on that. It looks like you got that 600. It looks like a 600D. I think it's a TI, I think, that you had your eye on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I seen that on Instagram. I just got the Mark III.
That's
5D
nice.
And stuff.
Exactly.
I'm actually looking into shoot a movie and stuff, and maybe, hey, you might, you know, do a part, or you might assist
me. I know,
me
right?
Let's
exactly.
See what we can do.
Exactly, and there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, I shoot music videos and commercials and stuff. So that's another love, you know, I have and everything. You know, so
cool kids.
Definitely got to make a trip out there. You know, I'll be like, here, hold this at 5D. Let's see what you can do. Let's try it out.
Exactly. Let's go for it. Let's go.
You have a bubbly personality. You're very outgoing.
Thanks.
You stand up for what you believe in, and I love it. And that speaks in your fashion sense. Describe your fashion sense to me.
You said describe it?
Describe your fashion. It's bold. It's different. You're not like the norm. You do your own thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I love to be different. If you could put it in one word, what would it be?
Ooh, one word. Epic.
Two words.
Oh, two words. I said epic, but let's try two words. Very different. No. casual, unique individual. Unique individual. That's off the top of the dome.
Okay.
But epic will be one word to describe it. I just recently dyed my mohawk back. You probably saw that on Instagram.
Yeah.
I had it cut off, and I grew it back. And Mom knows. I always say Mom knows. So sorry. She knows. I love to dress very weird. I told her I don't like to match. So she can get me any outfit that doesn't match, I will wear it. I like crazy shoes. And I like.
Mm-hmm.
I just like you said, bubbly. You know, my personality, bubbly, I appreciate that, because that's how I want my fashion to be all at the same time.
Girl, you know I love you, you know what I'm saying? Deep sound inside, I'm giving you an imaginary, invisible hug right now. I'm hugging you. I'm hugging you, girl.
Oh, yeah, I'm hugging back.
Well, you could tell that we have this bubbly nature, because, you know, I know you've seen my nails. I got all kinds of crazy stuff on my nails.
Oh, yeah, I saw it, yeah. I was like, oh, she's fancy, huh?
Some wild, crazy stuff, you know, is always an icebreaker.
Exactly.
But, you know, being in the industry, you know, and doing all the things that you are doing right now, what do you feel is your biggest discrepancy or different, you know, issues that you see in the industry that you would like to change, or if you had the power to change, you would?
Well, basically, what we all know is that the music industry isn't the way it's supposed to be. I talk about this with a lot of my peers, and I would just start all over, basically. I mean, I just listen to all the old school music, and I wish it was no auto-tune. I wish it was less studio synthesized versions. I wish it was more live interpretations. I just wish I could rewind, technically, and go back in time and bring it to the future. I believe Bruno Mars is sort of doing that, and I appreciate that. And I mean, look at his single is number one. It's been up there for a long time. And, you know, that whole The Police type of theme, Michael Jackson, Beatles, all, you know, just the sound they had then. Prince, of course. I have Prince on my wall.
Oh, yeah.
He's everywhere around here. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, and even Mom and Dad says, you know, I, for some reason, they can hear some of him in me. So I'm very honored to, you know, to have that. But I would love to bring all that back because it's missing. It's a huge chunk missing. And if I had the way to control it, yeah, I would start from scratch. I'd be like, look, you go there, go here. We're going to do it like this, you know.
Definitely.
It's just a real fresh start. That's what my motto is. It's new music. You've probably seen it, and that's what it basically means. New fresh music. I just want to bring in a new era.
That's dope. That's dope. Now, what's new? What's going on? What should we look for? I know you got signed and stuff. For all my listeners and stuff that don't know, you just recently got signed. You want to give them a quick synopsis on that whole situation?
Oh yeah, definitely. It was a while back, a little bit, but I got discovered on YouTube, and I got discovered for my hair, actually, to begin with, and then they saw my talent, so I guess the hair sort of attracted their attention very much so, and then I got a call that basically led me to be signed with Uncle Freddie, Fred Jerkins, Dark Child team, all of that. Absolutely an honor and a blessing. That was actually my senior year I got signed. Yeah, I graduated. Had a very huge graduation party, and we celebrated that with the combination of me being signed.
Wow.
So it definitely went down big. And, you know, we've been working on some stuff. I just recently met up with him probably like two months, maybe like a little bit back. We got up and we did a couple of songs together. Me and Uncle Freddie are always doing stuff, though. We're always up to something. You know, we're always up there, always looking around the corner trying to see what's up. But, you know, just keep your eyes open. That's all I can say. keep your eyes open. Some of the stuff we're doing is confidential, but it's big all at the same time.
Okay. If you had a choice to work with anybody, dead or alive, who would it be?
Well, dead would probably most likely be, unfortunately, Michael Jackson. I actually had a couple songs I made that fit him very perfectly. I was like, man, if he was alive. It's alive in the pop genre. It would have to be like Katy Perry and Rihanna and that feel. And Maroon 5, I actually want to work with them. And Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, my God.
I love Maroon 5. I love their style, just the energy and the sound they have is so unique. And Bruno Mars, of course. He's a really cool guy.
See, you like the same kind of music. See, your mother too young to have me, you know what I'm saying?
You real funny. Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one. Oh, I'm going to be talking about that all night. Very funny.
You know,
very funny.
But I love Maroon 5. Not just their new stuff, but back in This Love.
Yes,
that
used to be my song.
Oh, my God. I love them.
That used to be my song. Yes, I love them. And also,
definitely.
I just wanted to put this in. I think the previous question you had asked me, who am I working with? I recently just worked with Shelby J. Don't know if you heard of her before, but she's amazing. She just put out a new single called North Carolina. Odd.
Okay.
No, I'm just playing. She's from North Carolina. Yeah, and I think it's Anthony Hamilton. Yeah, Anthony Hamilton is featured on a track with her, and Prince actually produced the song.
Wow.
So it's something that you just please check it out. It's very dope. That's my big sister. We are very close, and she is the bomb. The bomb.
Definitely.
So definitely check that out.
Definitely. That's dope right there. Definitely, you know, go check out, support females in music.
Oh,
I'm a big supporter of females in music. I'm like a cheerleader right here for Izzy and her music. I love it. Yo, that thump that she has, oh, my God.
Oh, wait, which one?
Yo, it's like you have, like, so majority of the song, like, I heard the one that you did that, like, the old school one, but
mm-hmm.
it still had that thump in it, like, almost like that 808, like, it was just that thump, like.
Oh, yeah.
Different, yeah. Like, you be like, look, hold on, I'm about to throw in the guitar, boom, 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 I'm about to throw in the drums. Watch,
right.
Watch.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so.
That is awesome.
So it's definitely dope. And then I have our artist that we had earlier. He's actually out here from the DMV. He has this almost like a pop, like, rock type sense or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and he's actually going on tour with GZA and Ray. He did a song with Raekwon. And he actually told me that if he wants to actually link up with you and kind of stuff, he had to go in the studio and stuff. But he definitely would like to work with a female in the industry doing their thing. I told him about you. You know, I had to size it
up. Thank you. Awesome. I know we're here for one another. I appreciate that.
You know, so, yeah. So if you're looking for beats out there, don't forget to check out my sis out here.
And you can listen to, you can actually listen to some of my recent stuff on at www.izmusic.com. That's where basically everything, it links you to everywhere else. I forgot to mention the track I had did for Shelby J too, called It's My Time, which is absolutely dope too. Definitely something to check out. It's going to be on her new project as well. So good stuff, good music.
Definitely, and we're definitely going to get that song in, and we're going to run it and, you know, support the music and everything like that.
Appreciate
it. And if you could give you know, the youth that's trying to get into the industry some advice, what would it be?
Never give in. Exactly. Actually, the same exact words my mom was saying earlier. Just be positive. Don't let negativity corrupt your mind or overrule your mind, because people tell you this and that to try to discourage you. And you know, you might come across some haters, but you just got to stay strong. And believe in yourself. Patience is the key. I had to learn to have patience. Me and patience were best friends at first, but now we are. And it just takes time. Everything doesn't happen right then and there, so you just got to believe and keep focused.
That's a blessing. And, you know, this is a weird question, and I ask everybody, what's your favorite cereal?
Ooh, hee. I had to do that laugh because I love Captain. I think it's Captain Crunch Blueberry. Is that the one?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is that Blueberry. A weird one? I don't know if that's a weird response.
No, it's not a weird one because I've dabbled in that a little bit.
Okay.
Honey Nut Cheerios and, you know, Golden Grahams, but
I like that.
I've dabbled a little bit in there, you know.
Okay. That's nice. There's nothing wrong
cereal.
With the Golden Grahams and the Honey Nut Cheerios. There's nothing wrong with those. I actually love those. They're very good, too.
Yeah, but the Captain Crunch, you know, berry is outstanding. Definitely when the milk changed colors and the different colors and stuff.
Exactly. That's the best part. That is the best part.
That's definitely
like the dessert. You know, you eat the food, eat the cereal, and then you get to drink the milk. That's like the dessert part.
Yeah.
Just puts the icing on the cake.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Man, all I can say is that I love you. I see nothing but success for you.
Oh, thank you, Lush. I appreciate that.
You are my kindred spirit, you know, and I love your mommy. You make me love North Carolina even more.
Awesome.
And I just continue to support what you're doing. I'm telling you, I just got connected. You know how Pisces, we go off of spirit.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and we have this little psyche sense and stuff. For some reason, we get a psyche sense of other people's stuff, but we never see our stuff for some reason.
Right,
but,
correct.
And, you know, I just feel there's nothing but positivity surrounding you, and you are covered in nothing but good spirits, positive energy, supportive parents, mm-hmm. and I see you doing outstanding things, and you are going to an outstanding young lady, and man, you're going to be a monster, man.
Thank you so much. I'm just going to keep focused and keep doing what I do.
Definitely. Don't forget to check her out on Twitter, Facebook, IZ Music, IZY Music, and support her. Log on, check her out. Don't forget to check out Mommy, too. Her mom's on Instagram, too. I'm following her, you know. I'm Team Mommy.
Oh, yeah. I know. I see that now. And I just want to say thank you, Lush, for having me on this awesome, awesome interview. I'm speechless. Like you said, we've developed such a great chemistry, and I really hope to talk with you more in the future.
Definitely, man. I love you, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Love
Isn't
you
that
too,
weird
yeah.
that you connect to somebody and you just, like, you never seen them in person? It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah. I actually have a really close friend like that. He's a producer, too, and he lives on the other side.
Yeah.
But we are very close. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, man. But that's dope, man. You know, kindred spirits, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Check out IZ Music, Lush Radio Online. We're all the way live. Business Wednesdays. And I love you. And we're going to rock that song one more time, you know what I'm saying? Because that's my little sis, man. I love her, man. Yeah. Play that joint right now. Trinity 5-7. Bring your praise. And this goes out to all those people that are suffering and going through challenges, no matter what obstacles you face. And remember, you can kill the man, but you can't kill the idea. Okay? And life might throw you a curveball, but you are in charge of what direction it goes in. Build your business, build your brand, and support people in business. In the Jewish community, the dollar circulates several times. We need to start supporting one another. And this is the song right here, IZ Music. She produced it. Don't you hear the beat knocking? She's coming to your front door. Trinity 5-7, bring your praise. Lush Radio Online, and we out of here. Peace.
Praise on you.